Chair Jennifer Campbell is excused. Alder John Yeager is here. Alder Dina Nina Martinez Rutherford is here. Alder Nikki Conklin is here. Angela Jones is here. Tiffany Malone is excused. Megan Miller is excused. And Matt Ferrer is here. Chair, that concludes the contingent. The floor is yours.
Thanks so much, Ben. Good to see everybody. Bear with me tonight as I haven't done this in a little while, but I think my muscle memory will come back pretty quick. So let's do the approval of minutes. That's our first item of business. So I'm looking for a motion. And I've got a motion from Alder Dina Nina and a second from, we'll call it Angela. Does anybody have any comments, corrections, deletions that they'd like to make? Seeing none, unless there are anybody not happy with this, we will consider this motion to be passed. Great, thanks. Our first actual item is public comments. Do we have any public comment, Ben?
We do not have anyone registered for public comment.
Okay, thanks, Lynette. Does anybody have any disclosures or recusals for this evening? Go ahead, Angela. Oh, am I doing that?
I got it. No worries. Thanks so much. Just wanted to put on the table that for my position that I have at United Way, I do invest in the YWCA, and I do see that they are on our agenda for today. So just wanted everybody to know that.
Thanks. Appreciate that. And not seeing anybody else. So that will get us to our first item of new business, which is item number two, awarding up to $9,850,000 from the AFF to support our affordable housing projects selected through an RFP process that will support construction of approximately 275 units, 167 of which are affordable, and authorizes the mayor and the city clerk to execute those loan agreements with the developers of these projects. Do we need a motion first before we can, a second before we can move on? Great. We have a motion from Angela and a second from Dina Nina. Thank you so much. Alder Dina Nina, sorry. And we have Julie here tonight, who actually is going to, good to see you, Julie, who is going to actually give us a little intro on items two and three, since they're kind of sister items, if you will. But we're only obviously going to discuss item two right now. So, Julie, go ahead.
Sure. So the resolution is, as Chair Fair just stated, we have the first resolution really is for the first four projects that we are supporting through this process. These are the applications that we got this summer. We got a total of nine applications, and yes, that was a record for just $10 million. That was $37 million in requests. This first resolution deals with staff's recommendation to support four of those projects. So that's the Horizon and Cahaba with Coron Dryden on the north side, North Point and Selassie for Merchant Place Apartments on the west side. That's a senior development. North Point and Dream Lane for United Residents on the north side, and the Volker and Corden proposal on East Wash and 7th Avenue on the east side. There is a summary of the recommendations in your packet, and these were the four that were deemed most responsive to the RFP by the staff team. Really excited about this slate. We want to mention that one of them, the Mandel Elective Element Collective project, is not re included in this recommendation for funding, but they are in a tax increment financing district, and so they are continuing discussion with our colleagues in the Economic Development Division. And then the sister resolution to this, we will take up next, having to do with our recommendation for support for the MRCDC Triangle project. These projects will be going to finance on the 18th and council on the 26th. So just want to be here to see if you have any questions.
Great. Does anybody have any questions? questions for Julie about either item two or three. When we get to discussion, we'll just focus on item two. Go ahead, Angela.
I'm wondering if you could tell me of all of the units that will be available, how many of them will be for 3 and 4 bedrooms for some of our larger families who are in need of housing in our community?
Sure. Just one moment. So in this slate, we have a total of 49 units out of the 435 when you're taking the MRCDC one into account. So 49 3 bedrooms. I don't think there are any 4 bedrooms in that count, but that hit essentially our numbers. When you're including the Triangle project, that one, you know, is really virtually all 1 bedroom. So that one happens to skew this slate when you're looking at all those in their entirety, you know, together.
All right. Thank you.
No. All right, so any discussion on item number two? No discussion. We'll move to a vote. And I guess we'll do it as Jen does. If there are no objections, we'll consider this vote to pass unanimously. Are there any objections to that? Seeing none, that item passes. All right, so that takes us onto item number three, and I'll read the resolution real quick. Or the title, authorizing the allocation of up to $4.8 million of home partnership funds and $5.2 million of federal emergency rental assistance program funds. It authorizes ARP, et cetera, to Madison Revitalization and Community Development Corporation or an affiliate LLC to help finance phase one of the redevelopment of the Triangle Public Housing and authorizing the mayor and the city clerk to enter into a loan agreement. So let's get that on the table with the motion, please. Thank you, Alder Dean-Anina. Looking for a second. Alder Conklin, great. Julie is still here, so if you did have questions for that one, I guess we could obviously ask questions. Anybody have any questions on this item? Okay, go ahead, Angela.
Thank you. Can you tell me, for the Triangle, I know you said these are all going to be 1 bedrooms. Will they be pulling from the community's priority list for housing?
So the as they lease up, their really primary focus initially is going to be on relocation of the existing residents coming from the housing right there at the Triangle. After those lease up, then we'll be working through a plan to have them pull from coordinated entry for a portion of those units. Lynette, did you have anything to add on that piece?
You covered that very well.
Thank you.
Comments or discussion? Okay, seeing none, so we'll move to a vote. And once again, if there are not any objections, we will consider this motion to pass unanimously. I'm seeing no objections, so that passes. Great. Thanks, Julie. Appreciate it. Great work as always.
Thank you. And thank you all for the many hours you put in, particularly for this slate of presentations. It was extra fun and lengthy this year. So thank you.
The hours we put in pales in comparison, I'm sure, to the hours you put in. So we appreciate it. All right, so that takes us to item number four, which authorizes a refinance of a community facilities loan to YWCA of Madison, originally for the sum of $87,000 and increases the loan amount by $91,150, totaling $178,150 to support facility improvements at their 2040 South Park Street location, and authorizes the mayor and city clerk to sign an agreement for that purpose. Looking for a motion to get it in front of us. Thank you, Alder Nina, on a roll tonight. A second by Alder Uguer. Excellent. And we have John Vogt with us, I think, to talk about this item and what's up with it.
Yeah, good evening. So YWCA came in last year for a community facilities loan, and just a general description of what this program does. It provides capital financing for building improvements, rehab, new construction, the build out of leased space. For our nonprofits in the community who provide programs or services for households, low to moderate income households. And YWCA came in for some roof repairs, parking lot repairs, HVAC systems, updates to their HVAC, as well as like some fencing and signage. And what happened was is that their roof repair became a replacement. And so, they came in for additional funds and they were under the program guidelines. So we were able to refinance their existing loan for these additional funds. And I'd be happy to answer any further questions.
Makes sense. Seems pretty straightforward, but obviously, if you have questions, anyone have questions? All right. Seeing none. Thank you, John. Any discussion on the item? No discussion. So, once again, unless I hear an objection, we'll consider this motion to pass unanimously. All right, great. That motion passes. Moving right along. We are up to item five, which authorizes the use of up to $123,000 of federal community, CDBG funds, and authorizes the Community Development Division to enter into agreements with the Parks and Traffic Engineering Divisions to implement neighborhood improvement projects identified in the South Madison Neighborhood Plan. And we have Maria with us from CDD to explain this one and then maybe take some questions. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you. And I'm happy to be sharing tonight with y'all and here to introduce agenda item number five. So just for a little bit of context, we set aside some CDBG funding to really focus on the implementation of projects that come out of adopted neighborhood and area plans. And so these CDBG funds are really intended to support and benefit low to moderate income families and individuals. And so our planning staff, really, when they begin this engagement process with the plan, they identify census tracts where over 51%, at least 51% of the population are identified as low to moderate income. And they begin this engagement process to really identify use of these funds. The funds are really meant to be used for capital costs and not operating expenses. And in South Madison, we set aside $123,000 to be for projects that were identified through South Madison engagement in the community, and they identified 12. We actually worked with planning staff, and planning staff worked with other agencies to assess feasibility, capacity, and the budget for moving these priorities towards implementation. We actually came in front of you to last time to use these funds to work on identity on priority number, oh my gosh. Number five, which was a facade improvement grant, really focusing on South Park businesses and helping with ADA compliance of their businesses. Unfortunately, we didn't see the use of those funds, and here we are again. So today we're really trying to address priority number six, which aims to enhance pedestrian lighting in Penn Park and Quan Park. So CDD will partner with Parks, Traffic Engineering and Planning, and really this resolution is seeking approval to enter into these interagency agreements with Parks and Traffic Engineering, which will lead the implementation of the project, and then for authorizing the use for funding the purchase and installation of the solar lighting and at the entrance of Penn Park and then along the bikeway pedestrian path for Quan Park. And I'm here to answer any questions.
Anybody have any questions for Maria? I guess if not, I'll ask one. I guess if you could just maybe elaborate why the you said something like it didn't work out for item number five for the facade grants. Like what happened there? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we did have the program open for a while through our partnership with Economic Development Division and the Office of Business Resources. And when we had it out, unfortunately, we didn't receive responses for the use of the funds. Lynette?
Yeah, I'll just go in a little more deep. So at the same time, economic development also had a facade program that utilized American Rescue Plan funds. And so we thought this was a great opportunity to expand the program. They could use the American Rescue Plan funds and our community development block grant funds. Unfortunately, one of the issues that we have sometimes, especially when we're going out and doing these planning projects, is anything over $2,000 for a capital project when using CDBG funds requires Davis-Bacon, which means that the contractor is going to have to do prevailing wage, and we have to get actual like pay stubs and all of these different things. And so when economic development was out talking to business owners about these opportunities, and American Rescue Plan funds did not have those guidelines, for the most part, most people were able to get any type of funding either through the American Rescue Plan, or once that money was depleted, some of the businesses didn't want to do some of that extra federal reporting. So we did have the program open for, about 11 to 12 months, and we just had no takers due to those extra reporting requirements.
So they use funds, they just use AARP funds.
They still had a facade program. Right. Yep, they still have a facade program. And they used the American Rescue Plan funds to help support their facade program during that time as well.
Great. Thank you. All right. Anybody else have questions on this item? Angela, yeah.
Just a quick question, and I apologize if I was not here for when this was originally discussed, but was there input from like the residents in the area on like where they feel like there is additional lighting and other things that need to happen for their community?
Yeah, so because this was part of the area plan, well, neighborhood plan in that case, process, engagement process, like there were multiple times that planning staff did engage with community and actually vetted the list multiple times to identify these 12 areas and specifically point to this as the priority for lighting.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Anybody else? Any discussion or comments? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. And if there aren't any objections, we'll consider the motion to pass unanimously. Any objections? Great, that motion passes. Excellent. And that takes us to item number six, which authorizes the use of $250,000 of CDGB funds, as well as authorizing CDD to enter into agreements with Madison Metropolitan School District and Planning, Parks, and TE to implement neighborhood improvement projects identified in the Hawthorne Truax neighborhood plan. And I believe John is back with us to give us a little background. John?
Yes, I'm back. Similar to the previous resolution, this is authorizing us to invest the $250,000 in CDBG funds into a variety of projects that came out of the Hawthorne Truax area plan. And these were the items that were prioritized out of that plan. The number one thing that residents in the neighborhood were asking for were amenities for youth, both children and teenagers. And so the first item, one of the top priorities was an exercise and fitness track and play equipment for a little piece of land called the Hawthorne School Park. It is a technically part of the Madison Metropolitan School District Hawthorne School grounds, but our Parks Department has an agreement with this parcel that when school is in session and they're not outside, or it's after hours or on the weekends, that it's a public space. And so there's $110,000 for that use. There is the other proposals are $100,000 for a off-road bike facility in the Carpenter Ridgeway Park, and $10,000 for a sound art project in the tunnel underneath East Washington Avenue between the Truax neighbor area and the Hawthorne School. Learned that there's actually a walking school bus that takes kids from the CDA properties across the street under the tunnel, just because of safety concerns and not feeling very, it's not a very welcoming environment. And so parks is, or I'm sorry, planning is prepared to clean up the space and install this sound installation to just make it a more welcoming environment, especially for kids going to school. And then the remaining items are for just some general LED lighting in spots, as well as murals in the neighborhood. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Anybody have any questions? Thanks, John. So John, the tunnel project, I ran into Mike Herding today at the school district. I think he was talking about this project. I didn't really quite know what tunnel, but what I assume the school district was involved in these in this. Or wasn't there
Yes.
some there was some issues there with some, dangerous situations, right?
Yeah, the tunnel is used for
Nefarious
activities
activities.
that are not
Sure.
necessarily just commuting, walking through. And so yeah, they're trying to we would like to try to just make it a more welcoming environment for the people who use it every day.
Yeah. I don't want to monopolize. Does anybody else have any questions? I have one more. No. Actually, it's a question. I don't know if John, if you'd be able to answer, Lynette or somebody, but now that the city's moved to area plans, and maybe we've talked about in this committee and I just forgot, but now that we're moved to area plans, how does CDBG dollars work there? Like, is it just like we kind of take all of that money that we would have had, or, and with all the neighborhoods and put it in there, or like how is that working now?
Yep.
Or
So
will that?
now that we switched to the area plans, we meet with planning each year and look at the specific CDBG targeted areas in each of those neighborhood plans. So let's say there might be like four areas. We might select two of those areas to do it, a focus on those CDBG dollars. But we have now offered more CDBG support. If we are then doing like let's say two areas in those neighborhood plans because it's covering a larger distance. So you might see in future plans up to 400,000, 200,000 in each area for us to do those capital improvement projects.
That makes sense. Good. Thank you. Excuse me. Okay. For there aren't any more questions. Oh, Alder Uguer, go ahead.
Yeah, and just as a follow-up on what Lynette was just describing. So just to clarify, are we talking about the things that I'm seeing in the new Southwest plan where it identifies several areas where there will be community discussions to identify these things? Is that what we're talking about? Okay, thank you.
Other questions, or we can move to any comments, discussion. Okay.
Chair, if you could, can you just mention again who made the motion and the second for this one?
Oh,
We didn't,
did
I
we
don't know if
have,
we
did I
caught that
do
for
that?
our minutes.
I don't know if I did it. So let's get a motion. Thank you, Lynette. Get a motion by Alder Giannina and a second by Alder Uguer. Great. Thank you so much. Now we can move to, well, it doesn't look like there was any discussion or any more questions, so we'll move to a vote. And unless anyone objects, we'll consider this motion to pass unanimously. All right, so moved. Great. Well, that was quick, but I think it was just because we couldn't wait to get to item seven, of course, which is our staff report. And I believe Jim is with us. There he is. Jim, go for it. What do you got for us?
Okay, thanks. I can take a hint. For the members of this committee who aren't alders, and there aren't very many of you tonight, but I just wanted to circle back on two decision items that this committee had signed off on that received last week final approval from the Common Council. The first of them was a resolution allocating about $5.5 million to the group of non-tax credit development proposals that came in through that RFP process. You might recall we drew heavily about half of that funding from tax increment financing funds that were available in TID 51 or for TID 51 in South Madison. So that was given final approval last week by the council, as was the allocation of about $700,000 in the first round of this second year of funding using community development block grant funds of the capital improvements for nonprofit housing providers. So that too came through this committee last month, and last week was given final approval from the council. So just like you all to know that when things leave here, they don't just disappear. They're now ready to be implemented, having received council approval. That's all I have.
That's all you got. Okay. Yeah. Great. Well, any questions for Mr. O'Keefe? All right, seeing none. We'll have maybe time for plenty of discussion about the future of CDBG in the coming months and years. I'm guessing that might be up for discussion at some point. Sorry to bring that up. Okay. Anything else? Otherwise, I'll take a motion to adjourn. Got a motion by Alder Conklin, second by Alder Dina Nina. Thanks, everyone. Have a great month.